Out of the wood of thoughts that grows by night, to be cut down by the sharp axe of light, out of the night two cocks together crow, cleaving the darkness with a silver blow. And bright before my eyes twin trumpeters stand, heralds of splendour, one at either hand, each facing each as in a coat of arms. The milkers lace their boots up at the farms. It was a perfect day for sowing, just as sweet and dry was the ground as tobacco dust. I tasted deep the hour between the far owl's chuckling first soft cry and the first star. A long stretched hour it was, nothing undone remained, the early seeds all safely sown. And now, hark at the rain, windless and light, half a kiss, half a tear, saying good night. After night's thunder far away had rolled, the fiery day had a kernel sweet of cold, and in the perfect blue the clouds uncurled, like the first gods before they made the world and misery, swimming the stormless sea in beauty and in divine gaiety. The smooth, white, empty road was lightly strewn with leaves. The holly's autumn falls in June, and fir cones standing up stiff in the heat. The millfoot water tumbled white and lit with tossing crystals, happier than any crowd of children pouring out of school aloud. And in the little thickets, where a sleeper forever might lie lost, the nettle creeper and garden warbler sang unceasingly, while over them shrill shrieked in his fierce glee the swift, with wings and tail as sharp and narrow, as if the bow had flown off with the arrow. Only the scent of woodbine and hay new mown travelled the road. In the field sloping down, park-like, to where its willows showed the brook, haymakers rested. The tosser lay forsook out in the sun, and the long wagon stood without its team. It seemed it never would move from the shadow of that single yew. The team, as still, until their task was due, beside the labourers enjoyed the shade that three squat oaks midfield together made, upon a circle of grass and weed uncut, and on the hollow, once a chalk pit, but now brimmed with nut and elderflower so clean. The men leaned on their rakes, about to begin, but still, and all was silent, all was old, this morning time, with a great age untold, older than Clare and Cobbett, moorland and crome, than at the field's far edge the farmer's home, a white house crouched at the foot of a great tree. Under the heavens that know not what years be, the men, the beasts, the trees, the implements uttered even what they will in times far hence. All of us gone out of the reach of change, immortal in a picture of an old grange. I have come to the borders of sleep, the unfathomable deep forest, where all must lose their way, however straight or winding, soon or late, they cannot choose. Many a road and track, that since the dawn's first crack, up to the forest brink deceived the travellers, suddenly now blurs, and in they sink. Here love ends, despair, ambition ends. All pleasure and all trouble, although most sweet or bitter, here ends in sleep that is sweeter than tasks most noble. There is not any book or face of dearest look that I would not turn from now, to go into the unknown I must enter and leave alone, I know not how. The tall forest towers, its cloudy foliage lowers ahead, shelf above shelf. Its silence I hear and obey, that I may lose my way and myself. Seated once by a brook, watching a child chiefly that paddled, I was thus beguiled. Mellow the blackbird sang, and sharp the thrush not far off in the oak and hazel brush, unseen. There was a scent like honeycomb from mugwort dull, and down upon the dome of the stone the cart horse kicks against so oft, a butterfly alighted. From aloft he took the heat of the sun, and from below. On the hot stone he perched, contented so, as if never a cart would pass again that way, as if I were the last of men, and he the first of insects, to have earth and sun together, and to know their worth. I was divided between him and the gleam, the motion, and the voices of the stream, the waters running frizzled over gravel, that never vanish and forever travel. A grey flycatcher, silent on a fence, and I, sat as if we had been there since the horseman and the horse lying beneath the fir-tree-covered barrow on the heath. The horseman and the horse with silver shoes galloped the downs last. All that I could lose, I lost. And then the child's voice raised the dead. "No one's been here before," was what she said, and what I felt, yet never should have found a word for, while I gathered sight and sound. Tall nettles cover up, as they have done these many springs, the rusty harrow, the plough long worn out, and the roller made of stone. Only the elm butt tops the nettles now. This corner of the farmyard I like most. As well as any bloom upon a flower, I like the dust on the nettles, never lost except to prove the sweetness of a shower. It seems I have no tears left. They should have fallen. Their ghosts, if tears have ghosts, did fall. That day when 20 hounds streamed by me, not yet combed out, but still all equals in their rage of gladness upon the scent, made one like a great dragon in blooming meadow that bends towards the sun, and once bore hops. And on that other day, when I stepped out from the double-shadowed tower into an April morning, stirring and sweet and warm, strange solitude was there and silence. A mightier charm than any in the tower possessed the courtyard. They were changing guard, soldiers in line, young English countrymen, fair-haired and ruddy, in white tunics. Drums and fifes were playing the British Grenadiers. The men, the music piercing that solitude and silence, told me truths I had not dreamed, and have forgotten since their beauty passed. Out of us all that make rhymes, will you choose sometimes, as the winds use a crack in a wall or a drain, their joy or their pain to whistle through, choose me, you English words? I know you. You are light as dreams, tough as oak, precious as gold, as poppies and corn or an old cloak. Sweet as our birds to the ear, as the burnet rose in the heat of midsummer, strange as the races of dead and unborn, strange and sweet equally, and familiar to the eye as the dearest faces that a man knows, and as lost homes are. But though older far than oldest you, as our hills are, old, worn new again and again, young as our streams after rain, and as dear as the earth which you prove that we love. Make me content with some sweetness from Wales, whose nightingales have no wings, from Wiltshire and Kent and Herefordshire and the villages there, from the names and the things no less. Let me sometimes dance with you, or climb, or stand perchance in ecstasy, fixed and free in a rhyme, as poets do. Often I had gone this way before, but now it seemed I never could be, and never had been, anywhere else. 'Twas home. One nationality we had, I and the birds that sang, one memory. They welcomed me. I had come back that eve somehow from somewhere far. The April mist, the chill, the calm, meant the same thing familiar and pleasant to us, and strange too, yet with no bar. The thrush on the oak top in the lane sang his last song, or last but one, and as he ended, on the elm another had but just begun his last. They knew no more than I the day was done. Then past his dark white cottage front a labourer went along, his tread slow, half with weariness, half with ease, and through the silence, from his shed, the sound of sawing rounded all that silence said.